au. What a great address. How are you? Mark Emicides, better known as.
G'day, Jen. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Always get loads of calls. There's not a home in the whole world that doesn't have a stain somewhere.
Yep, dead right.
But your background as a chemical consultant,
yep.
You know the ways of people dealing with these things, mm-hmm. and preventing them, which is even better,
yep.
More so than going necessarily and buying products. But you do mention products.
Yes, there's a lot of good products off the shelf. Some not so good, some good. Some products do less than they say they do, but some do more.
Yeah, and we're not to know, are we?
Exactly.
You have to go shopping with us. That's the whole thing.
Well, to me, the supermarket is like a lab. I don't see products, I see chemicals. I look at it, pick up these things just and look at the ingredients. And think, oh, yes, that'll do this, this, this and this.
Yeah.
And
that's the advantage you have, though, remember, of course, Mark.
It is.
We don't have that advantage at all.
Now, I'll just mention my website.
Yep.
I'll do a posting after today's show. Because very often what happens is I'll give an answer, but I think of a better answer as I'm walking out of the studio. It happens all the time. So if you ask a question, just check my website tonight and there'll be an update on that.
On it. Oh, okay. Yep. That's a very... Because it's only a brief time they're on air with you here as well anyway. Okay, let's go to our first caller, Julie. G'day, Julie.
Yes. Hi. Dr. Chemical, I've got a bit of a problem with the toilet bowl.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, we had a break-in, and so the police come out and they used that black stuff, you know, the fingerprint stuff.
Mm.
Well, some of it fell into the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
And I've tried everything to get the stain off because it's right down the bottom.
Right.
You know, I've put on gloves and I've gone right down there and I've scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed, but it's gone like a greeny colour now.
Okie dokie.
Green, gee.
All right, well, this is what you do. Go to this cleaning aisle and buy the Harpic powder product. I forget what it's actually called, but it's probably the oldest toilet cleaner on the market. It's a powder in a big 500-gram blue bottle. You tip those crystals in, it'll all foam and fizz and stuff. Just leave it be. Then get a toilet brush and scrub the bottom of the bowl because there'll be some stuff sitting on the bottom. That should shift it. And then just flush it.
Okay. Oh, that's about the only thing I haven't tried.
Yep.
I've tried everything. I've even tried CLR and, oh, gosh.
Now, it's one of those products that they don't advertise but it still sells because it just works so well.
Been around forever.
Yep, they're
okay.
You let us know, Julie, if it works.
Yeah, I will. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, see you later. We've got Steve. Good afternoon, Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Yes, hello. How are you going, guys?
Good.
We just built a new residence, like Jenny, down on the river. We call it Riverside Mansion.
Right. Lucky you.
And, lucky me. And we're coating the shower glass and tiles with a product called Enviro Shield.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, now that I've done it, will I see remarkable results, as in I won't see a stain or have I wasted money?
Okay, no, I have heard of that and I've looked into it and it's a good product. I don't recall exactly what it is, but I recall looking at it and thinking, boy, that's a good idea. I think it involves solenization. In other words, it contains silicon. The silicon actually chemically bonds to the glass to form a silane coating, which protects the glass from stains and from water buildup and soap scum. So, yeah, I think it's a good product.
Oh, good on you. Good idea, Steve.
Yeah, well, I've in the past used a product which is like liquid gold called Rhinex.
Yep.
And if any of your listeners are listening, I highly recommend Rhinex for your car, windscreen and any other glass product. You can drive along the road and the water just blows off.
Yeah, that's a good product too. Rhinex contains phosphoric acid, and that kind of has a wetting effect on the glass, which, it makes the water bead up and run off.
Great idea in heavy rain.
It is, yeah.
That's a brilliant. Do you get that from a car accessory place, Steve?
Yeah, I used to get it from Big W or Repco or Super Cheap, but I won't hold you up, but I've used it on my windows, on the exterior, my mirror in the bathroom, so now when the wife leaves some water there, I can just wipe it off. It doesn't leave a mark.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely fantastic. Recommend it. And thanks very much. And I'm happy I've got the Enviro Shield.
Yeah, well done.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Okay, well, that's good to know. I'm going to get some for my windscreen and everything. And to repel the water on your, like you said, shower door and everything. Carolyn, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Look, I was just ringing in regards to my limestone veranda. I've rung in the past, and it was suggested to use that hydrochloric acid.
Right.
I tried it mixed with water, and it didn't remove the stain, so I tried putting it on knee. It foamed up nicely, but it didn't remove the stains either.
What stain is it?
It's a mixture of things, but it's dog urine, mainly.
Dog urine?
Dog stains. Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you're saying there's a visible stain there?
Oh, yeah, it's black.
Right. Well, the trouble with limestone is that it's porous and it's actually alive because the carbonate acts as a carbon source for bacteria which grows biomass. That's why you get basically plants, you know, growing in the limestone. All right. Next step, try some caustic soda.
Oh, right, I've got some caustic soda. Can I just say something?
Yep.
I started to clean. I did a few patches, and I have, like, these beautiful bleached blonde patches here and there, but I don't know why it's worked in some areas and not others.
Mm.
So it's not like it's not working, but I've scrubbed it with a brush, I've left it on, I've put a cover on it, left it overnight. I don't know why these odd ones here and there have come up beautifully. But then others have, like even where I've got the moss, it didn't clean all of the moss either.
Yep.
Weird.
Yep, yep. Well, limestone is kind of inhomogeneous. It's patchy by nature. Try the caustic soda. That might shift the black stuff. And then go to the supermarket and buy a product called Gelmac, G-E-L-M-A-C.
I'll just write this down. And what part of the supermarket would I get that from?
That's not the supermarket, the hardware store.
Hardware store, okay,
yeah. So I go in the cleaning chemical section. It contains oxalic acid. The oxalic acid will react with any iron in the limestone and it will have a whitening effect on the limestone.
So
where have you got, it's patchy at the moment, white and yellow in some places, the Gelmac will kind of get, impart a uniform whiteness to it. It'll look a whole lot better afterwards.
That's great. So what you're suggesting is do the caustic soda first to get the black off and then do the Gelmac.
Yeah. Do you have a high pressure cleaner?
I've got a like attachment to my hose. Oh, yes, I do. I can borrow my cousin's.
But look, limestone is really an awful stuff to make walls out of. It's horrible.
They make them quite aged.
Yeah. If you're going to build one, use the synthetic limestone. It's much, much better.
Yeah.
It was for this exact reason. When I got here, and I didn't realise that what his urine was doing to the things until it started going grey.
Yep.
I had no idea. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for your help with that.
Good luck on you, Carolyn. Thank you very much indeed.
G-E-L-M-A-C?
Gelmac. Yeah, G-E-L-M-A-C.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now. And we've got Nellie. Hi, Nellie.
Good afternoon. I've got several black marks ingrained into my lounge carpet. The carpet is a fawn colour. And I'm assuming it's from the soles of my black shoes. And I've scrubbed with detergent and hot water, and I've even used a hot mop to try and get it, you know, but it hasn't done anything for it.
Okie dokie. Right.
You got him thinking, Nelly.
Okay, there's several ways you can do this. All right. Step number one, get a non-caustic oven cleaner.
Which would be what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's various brands. Just look for non-caustic on the actual label. Spray that on, leave it for, say, a minute, and then have a go at wiping it up. That should get most of it. It's a general purpose cleaner for that kind of thing.
So is it just a stain, Nellie? Is it just dirt, or a stain?
Well, if there's
several stains. I think it's from coming out when we've had wet weather and coming out from outside and walking through, and I thought, oh God, and look back and find that from the soles of my black shoes, I've gone and stained the carpet through in through the lounge. And unfortunately, because it's a rental, I haven't tried the fantastic stuff. You know, when they say throw such and such on and leave it, scrub it in, and then vacuum clean it. That doesn't work. That hasn't worked for me anyway.
The oven cleaner should assist you with that. It's a very good general purpose cleaner, and the non-caustic stuff doesn't have any fumes, so it won't make you cough and gag.
Non-caustic, yep. Are you talking about the not the Easy Off oven cleaner?
Easy Off is one brand that make both a caustic and a non-caustic.
Look for non-caustic.
Yeah.
Just spray it on, let it foam up, and then softly take it off with a damp cloth?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, just blot it up.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, thank you for that. I'll give it a whack, otherwise you'll be hearing from me again.
Yep, all right.
Good on you, Nellie.
You're renting, you want to try and be very careful with whatever you throw on the floor, and someone says, try this and try... I don't think so.
Yeah.
It might not work. I might have all these patchy things all over my carpet. And the landlord will not be all impressed.
No. Good point.
Means for nothing.
Good luck, Nellie.
Thank you so very much.
That's a pleasure.
Wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Bye bye. I was wondering why you'd get the colour off the sole of your shoes, because it's normally not black. The soles are usually a light colour, aren't they?
Oh, it's probably just
an edge of the shoe or something.
It's probably just general grime.
So you get the dye out of the shoe?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, just grime. Okay, as long as it's just dirt, it's different. Yeah. Three callers have asked for the name, if we could repeat the name of the windscreen cleaner.
Yeah, it's just called Rainex. You can get it from any automotive accessories place.
Rainex?
Not sure of the spelling.
Okay, just say it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just tell them what you want it for, and they'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to get some of that on the mirrors and everything.
Mm.
Wood oil has been spilt on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Wood oil. What do you reckon? On concrete, which is porous, obviously.
Yep. Okay, there's only so much you can do with a porous substance like cement. You want some caustic soda on there. Mm-hmm. Go to the hardware store, get some caustic soda, sprinkle it on, wet it down with a minimum of water, then get a stiff broom, scrub it in, for about 10 minutes or so, and then just hose it off.
Scrub in. Now, you get the powder, the caustic soda powder, sprinkle it on. When you say wet it, you mean you put some more tip water on it, or just with a damp cloth?
Just mist it. So get your hose, put on the mist setting, just mist it over the caustic soda.
I understand.
So just wet it down with a minimum of water.
Scrub with a broom.
Yep. Then a stiff broom, scrub it in for as long as you want, at least 10 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's a big scrub.
And then just hose off.
Then hose off.
Yep.
Okay.
And whatever result you have will be the best you're going to get.
All right, good one. Let's go to Alan. Hello, Alan.
Yes, Fred.
Alan, hello.
G'day, Alan.
Hello.
Yes, Alan, we're here.
You're there and I'm here and I've got a question.
Go ahead.
Right. I don't know the gentleman's name. I've just come back into the shed. I heard him saying something about a water repellent for shower screens and your car screens.
Yep.
You were just saying that.
What exactly is the name?
Okay. He was talking about EnviroShield, which is a once-only coating. If you've put a new shower screen in, you treat your glass with this stuff called EnviroShield. I think it has a salinizing effect, creates a silicon coating on the glass, which protects it from water and from
mold,
you know, bath soaps, gum and stuff.
Yeah.
EnviroShield.
EnviroShield, yeah.
I've seen it advertised.
It is, yeah. It's a good product.
What do you reckon, Alan?
I always, when we finish the shower in our house, we always use hottest water we can get out of the shower, put it on there, then we have a squeegee to clean it off.
Yeah,
yes.
Would it still be all right to do that stuff?
Oh, yeah. No problem at all.
Oh, well, you just said when you got a new one. It's an old one, but it's immaculate.
Yep, no, that'll be fine. Nothing.
All right, good on you, Alan.
Nothing to lose.
Thank you, Alan.
When this book comes out, will you be letting us know about it?
When a book comes out, are you going to write a book?
Oh, yes, I've written a book. I'm just looking for. I'm just going through the process of self-publishing now. So,
good on you. Yeah. People are going to love that.
Yeah.
Good on you, Alan.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye. He wasn't talking about Rain-X, was he?
Oh, that was, I think, also. But look, right, as far as your windscreen, there are other alternatives.
Yeah.
I personally use Mr. Sheen.
Oh.
Mr. Sheen on the outside of your glass. That does two things. It helps your windscreen wipers slide over your glass.
Really?
It also helps the water bead up and run off.
And there's no, you know, slime on there?
No.
No oily substance?
It leaves a silicon coating.
Okay, it's not oily and greasy.
No,
okay.
But that's the whole point. Now, inside, you want to use Windex, because if you have your glass squeaky clean,
yeah,
that stops the mist forming on the inside.
Oh, does it? Because
yeah,
that is annoying.
Yeah.
Especially mist, during the cold months.
Mist always forms if there's dirt and particles on your glass.
Oh.
Keep it clean and you won't get any mist forming.
Okay, Mr. Sheen on the outside, Windex on the inside.
Yep.
Good move. Okay, who we got? We've got Jennifer. Hi, Jen.
Oh, good afternoon, Jennifer. I have a question for Dr. Chemical,
yep,
if I can, please. I had a spill on my light grey tiles of the gel out of one of those isoblocks.
Yeah.
And it's left a horrible stain, which I don't seem to be able to remove. Wonder if you have any ideas.
Okay, well, the good thing about tiles is you can do anything. You can put anything you want on there and you won't damage them. What do you have in the way of general purpose hard surface cleaners in your kitchen?
Gumption or something like that?
Yeah, gumption will work. You might want to use Ajax spray and wipe. Works pretty well.
Yeah.
Or an oven cleaner. And you can use anyone you want. Just spray that on and it should just wipe off.
There you go.
Yeah, or metho.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Metho.
Yeah, metho will work.
Okay, I haven't tried that one, but yep, I'll give it a shot.
Give them all a shot. Good on you. Bye-bye, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And bye. The final call for today, Craig. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good day, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
That's good. This is just more of a question than anything else. I heard on the radio once about pasta stains on plastic, like Tupperware containers.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was you that was speaking or if it was somebody else, and they said they asked for callers to call in, and this Italian lady said that how she gets rid of them is she sticks it outside at night time, and in the morning, the stains disappeared. So I tried that out, and it actually worked. And I was wondering if you could explain it to me.
Gosh. You're talking about like the colour from the source embedded in the
yes,
Tupperware, are you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all I can suggest that it's happened by microbial action, because obviously okay, it's a food, so it's going to be biodegradable. So some right, bugs in the air have come in and eaten it. I'm surprised it would happen so quickly, but
out of plastic. How about that?
Yep.
And it did. It worked, and I was amazed, and I couldn't understand how it works.
Does it have to be a cold night, Craig, or a warm night, or? Does
no, I don't know. This lady just said she washes it in the sink first,
yep,
and then puts it outside under the moonlight, and in the morning it's clean. And I just for the hell of it, I thought I'll give that a shot,
and it worked.
And yeah, it worked.
And I got a better way for you. Get some washing soda.
Washing soda.
Yeah, you get it from the supermarket aisle in the cleaning section, ankle okay, height, right up one end. It's in a red and white packet. The brand uh-huh, is Electric, so that's electric without the E on the front. And
right,
it is a superb cleaner for pasta and cheese. If you've got pasta and cheesy stuff caked in your Tupperware or your saucepans or your plate,
yeah,
stick this on, make a paste out of it, scrub it off, it'll all come off. You'll be amazed how well it works.
Sounds good.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for that.
Good no on worries, you, Craig. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
All such amazing things that you come up with. That's incredible. What's the hardest stain you've ever had to find a solution for? Can you remember?
Yeah, mould embedded in clothes. So you leave your clothes somewhere, it gets wet, grows mould in the fabric. I've got a pair of pants at home. I can't get it out.
Oh, you can't manage to?
No, I can't. It's
well, if
just,
you can't, we give up.
It's just embedded in there.
Well, if you've got mould in clothing, check your house. Make sure you check where the mould is coming from. That's not good for your health.
Oh, no, it was stuck in a wet bucket or something.
Oh,
something.
I see. No, what you mean. It wasn't hanging in a wardrobe.
No, it was in the. I tend to do that. I just leave things lying around and
you're
find them.
You're a typical bloke, aren't you? Okay, drchemical.com.au. You can go to your website.
Yep.
And check on all those lines. And what if people put questions to you?
There's a Q&A section there. Oh, so you just click on the button and you can type a question in.
That's great. Mm. Thank you, Mark, very much for coming in today.
No worries.
Mark
Emerson. Good to be here.
Longtime station sponsor Adrian at Abbott's Music will continue this year to offer you the very best selection of CDs, DVDs, turntables, all you require for the very best in music and movies. And in addition to this amazing choice, Adrian also offers you the opportunity to buy and pay online and will post your selections out to you that same day. For the best in music, Adrian at Abbott's Music in the Stargate Shopping Centre, Kelmscott. Telephone Abbott's Music 9390 5552.
The original buy one, get one free Specs 2-for-1 is now offering out of sight 20 to 50% off frames. Get an incredible 20 to 50% off brands like Levi, Jag, Marks, Wayne Cooper and more. Plus, buy one pair, get one pair free. Conditions apply. See WA-owned Specs 2-for-1 for bulk build eye tests and fully covered glasses on most health funds. Subiaco, Morley, East Vic Park, Joondalup, Rockingham and Bunbury. Station sponsor. Waiting for a Mazda offer you can't refuse? Rockingham Mazda has come to the party. You're invited to celebrate with huge end of financial year deals across the range. Massive discounts on clearance stock, top trade-in prices and huge EOFY bonuses. This is the best time to buy. Don't miss out. Stock is limited and these deals won't last. The end of financial year sale on now at Rockingham Mazda. You'll see the difference. RockinghamMazda.com.au. MD25487.
Station sponsor. Over 55 and working less than 30 hours a week? That's great. You qualify to join Retirees WA for only $25 a year. Your membership with Retirees WA gives you access to their social and travel clubs, optional funeral fund membership, entry to all Retirees WA functions, plus much more. For more details and to join, ring 9362 0100. 9362 0100.
Captain Radio.